Well, those that thought we have broken up or disbanded, no, we're here. It's called a summer break, people. My name is Garrett. That beautiful human being right across from me, his name, Rob Shooter.
Hello, 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 hello. So, hello, darling.
So, Rob, let's address it. We've gotten tweets. We've gotten messages. We miss you. What happened? Did you guys fight? Was there a falling out? Who caused the fight? Did someone sleep with someone's significant other? I can go on and on and on, but let's just get down to it. It's summer, people.
It's just summer. It was a busy summer, but we're good to be back. We're like the Jonas Brothers. We had a little rest.
Yeah, we went on a hiatus for, and we probably will too until, you know, the summer's still going on.
The summer's still on.
But that's the thing, like shows in general, TV, radio, news, Hoda takes a few weeks off, months off during the summer months. Yeah, so thank you for sticking with us.
And thank you for noticing. I'm still amazed that people listen and notice, and it's awfully kind. Thank you.
It's almost replanned, but I do admit, though, the last thing we talked about, I believe, was like the royal baby.
We can still go. We can still pick it right up. We can still pick it right up. Royals.
Well, how are you? I mean, let's
really good.
Let's see. You and your husband. Your husband started. Is in the process of putting a Broadway show together.
Yeah. He's been writing a show for years, and it's finally coming into New York.
His songwriting partner is taking over Broadway.
Barry Manilow. He's been writing songs with Barry for years, and Barry's on Broadway.
You are all over television.
Don't shut up.
Your own podcasting is just exploding. You're probably going to have four other jobs by the time this podcast is done. You're doing very well.
Thank you very much. I like being busy, and I'm lucky enough to have discovered, and it took me a long time to get there, stuff that I like to do. And so now my life looks great, but if you turned it back, if you rewound the tape, not so far back, I was hustling like everybody else.
Right.
And my side hustle was just that, and then it became a job. So if you really want to do something, do it as a side hustle.
What's the coolest thing you did recently in the past week, Rob?
I went to the opening night party of Manilow on Broadway, and it was downstairs at Bond 45.
Okay.
And it's this really cool restaurant in Times Square. And you look across the room, there's 20 people in this private room, and there's Barry Manilow. And you're like, oh my God, like when I was a little boy.
He writes all the songs.
He writes the songs that made the whole world sing. And I'm sitting not only in a room with him, but he's paying for my pasta and my drinks.
Amazing.
And it's always amazing to me that we get these opportunities. And so I don't take them for granted. I really don't. Sometimes when you do such wonderful things, even just wonderful things like hanging out with your kids or walking your dog,
right,
after a while it becomes a routine. I try so hard
to
remember that it's not. Like I walked Darby this morning. That was
the most wonderful thing
that happened in the last 24 hours. I love walking this little doggy.
I went to go see Shawn Mendes in concert.
Where was it? Was it here?
I was in New Jersey last night. I took my little guy, he's 4 years old, to his first concert.
Tell me how that went. So 4 years old.
And probably, you know.
Too young.
It was more for like taking your kids to Disney World for the first time at that age. You're doing it for you and not for them.
Oh, so you wanted to show off that your kid got access. Did he meet Sean?
Well, no, I didn't want to show off that my kid got access. Yes, he did meet Sean.
Did you get a picture of him and Sean?
Yes.
So you were showing off?
Well, no, it was more of the meaning like I did it for me. Like, hey, I'm taking you to your first concert as opposed to, hey, everyone, look what I did.
Right, but you sort of did that. Did you post the picture of him meeting?
Of course I did.
That was sort of a little bit, a little bit of like, look at my kid, what a cool dad I am.
No, it wasn't that, because I don't need other people to tell me how cool I am.
Then why did you post the picture?
Because.
Tell me why.
Because, again, one of those memories that this was his first concert in person.
I see.
Where he'll go, so when he'll go, you never took me to concerts.
I see. Question then, do you use your Instagram as a photo album or would you just keep it on your phone? So for instance now, I lose my phone so many times now I figured out, and I drop it down the toilet, all sorts of horrible things. I figured out if I don't post pictures.
If you drop it down the toilet, are you done with it? Do you go into the toilet?
No, it depends what.
You fish?
Yeah, I probably. Yeah, there's a lot of gossip on my phone and pictures.
There's a lot of shit.
I post pictures now, a lot of pictures, because it's the only way they'll last forever.
Of course.
Because otherwise I'll lose it.
Yep.
So did he know any songs before he went there?
Yeah, no, he knows that song with Camila Cabello, Senorita.
Did he do that song?
Yes, he did.
Who does the Camila Cabello part?
He just does his verse.
And was Hudson like, oh, I know this?
He dances. Like, so he dances and he knows like, you know, four words out of the entire song.
Does he realize, probably not, how special and unusual it
probably
is to
not.
See a star and go backstage?
No, not at all.
So now he just thinks he walks backstage?
Probably. Well,
You've ruined his life.
The cute thing is that he thinks that these are all my friends.
Oh, so he's at school, like, dad's friend, Sean.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so he won't tell his friends because he's very shy on that front, but he'll look at me and goes, hey, we're going to go see your friends tonight.
That's really sweet.
And like, you're like, oh, yeah, we're going to go see my... But until the point where he does go to school and say it, and then the kids go, your dad's not friends with John Mendes, then I got some explaining to do. But I learned from you, as we were sitting for the meet and greet, you shut up and you listen to people talk.
You listen to people
so
talk?
So I heard a few people chatting about one previous meet and greet that they had a week ago with one Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, how did that go? It could go either way with Jennifer.
So Jennifer Lopez likes to do meet and greets after the show. God. And apparently meet and greets after the show at the venue aren't fans of those.
Well, they want you out because they want to get home and close the venue down. Well, yeah, like, not start just finishing
that,
work.
Well, yeah, not just that. They're also breaking down the stage at said venue.
Right.
And when they're breaking down the stage, you're talking about everything from stage to seats to cleanup. So people are moving. People are on the clock. They need to move. Mm-hmm. What they don't want are massive amounts of people lined up in their way.
Yes, they're in the way.
So tractor trailers coming in and out.
Move out of the way. Move out of the way. We're moving the set.
So
beep, beep.
Jennifer likes to not walk far distances once she gets off the stage.
Probably
so
very
they
tired.
Had to build a room right off the stage.
They do it like curtains and drapes and
for
piping.
A meet and greet.
I see.
So that was the closest room possible off the stage for Jennifer.
Right.
Now, there's two phases of the meet and greets I've learned. There's the A-Rod meet and greet, where A-Rod brings in his friends first.
So they don't have to pay.
Yeah, so
this is A-Rod saying, Jesus, do you want to be?
This is like the, you can't get a pass unless you know A-Rod.
I see.
Personally.
So that's the first meet.
That's the first meet and greet where you do everything.
Right.
Then it's the, I paid a buttload of money to meet Jennifer Lopez meet and greet.
Right,
which is a little different from A-Rod's meet and greet because, you know.
Right.
And A-Rod also gets his does a meet and greet in there. Not because people paid. He just happens to be the added bonus cherry on top.
Oh, so you get to meet A-Rod for free.
Yeah, pretty much.
But A-Rod's family and friends, they're not paying for the meet and
greet.
And
he's a businessman, so smartly and wisely, he goes, hey, come meet Jennifer.
Do you have $100 million to invest in my sneaker company?
By the way, let me tell you about this new online business.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's brilliant what he's doing.
He's very clever.
Married into fame and wealth and became even more famous and wealthy.
So the A-plus meet and greet is A-Rod's posse. And they probably are allowed to take pictures, allowed to touch her and hug her and talk. And then they all get kicked out and then the people like us go in who have paid a lot of money.
Have to wait online until for a good photographer 20, 30 minutes. Make sure all the photographers...
And you're not allowed to take pictures.
Correct.
It has to be an official picture.
Yep.
Don't touch Jennifer. Don't speak to her. Don't do this. Don't do that. And then they get a picture, and then that picture gets emailed to them. And then the third string, or is there one? Is that...
There really isn't a third string after that.
That's
it's
like,
just,
get in the bus,
know,
Jennifer. Yeah. We're off to an Atlantic
City. Pretty much,
City.
But I just found it so interesting that why not do a meet and greet before the show? But we also know that certain celebrities of that stature aren't punctual on time, really.
Yeah, I find when I was working with Jennifer or a bunch of celebrities, I always found I remember being with Ashley Simpson, and Ashley before the shows was too nervous. Like, she still was so new at performing
but it's
live.
Jennifer Lopez.
It is true, but I would guess before a show, Jennifer has to become J-Lo. And I think she probably locks herself in a room and psychs herself up. And what she does for 2 hours is so extraordinary. I think she has to be in a headspace that's right. And all she needs is for one fan to say to her, oh, I don't like when you look like this, or are you going to sing that song tonight? And she's not. So I wouldn't get in her head.
Well, all right. Let's also talk about another big story that broke over the weekend, though. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth.
I know. We suspected. So I'd been hearing rumors for about maybe 6 weeks, just over a month, that they were in trouble.
Which makes the marriage even shorter than what officially is the breakup date.
Yeah, it was very short. I think this marriage, too, came about very quickly after the fires. Remember their house burned down in Malibu in California?
Lost a lot.
And they lost a lot, and they felt the need to cement their relationship. So they got married, I think, in a little bit of a haste. The photographs from the wedding were very much like a backyard wedding. This was not that planned
out.
But
also, you see a backyard wedding, you're like, no, oh, that's very, you know, Miley.
So, yes, very cool.
Very Miley-esque.
And I hear that there was not one big, ugly incident. There's a lot of rumors that she's having an affair with, I think, Brody Jenner's ex-wife. Is that right?
Which is interesting because it made me think of the question. Let's just say that is the rumor. Brody still has to deal with his ex-wife. He is in the middle of filming the equivalent of Bravo's Real Housewives, right. but for MTV with The right. Hills. Does Miley show up on The Hills next season?
Yeah, I mean, Miley's so... What's the word here? Unpredictable, and I think that's part of her charm. She doesn't play by other people's rules. She makes her own rule book. She's been very open about her bisexuality.
Right.
She's been talked about being fluid. I think she often says she's not straight. And so I think that they just didn't work together. But I'm hearing, which is sort of a nice thing to hear, and normally people want to tell me the worst, but I'm hearing that there was not one big ugly blow up.
Well, they don't seem like. They seem very chill.
They chilled out.
But again, who knows?
He's in Australia now. He's back in Australia. He's with his brother. The Daily Mail caught them surfing together, and they went to an ice cream store afterwards, and he spoke about it briefly.
So, Rob Shooter, you and I break up. What's the first thing we do? You and I, we're best friends. Like,
dinner.
We don't go surfing.
No, we broke up. I'd go to see Liza Minnelli live, and you'd go and eat your balls at a Mets game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be our breakup. Thank you very much. But that's like, if it's like, I'd go get a pedicure, and you'd go and, like, I don't know, go and watch Star Wars at the local cinema. So, like, that would be our breakup. Well, will we talk about it? I think Miley will talk about this. I don't think this is going to be a Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes situation
right.
where nobody ever talks about it. And I think we could see them being friends. I wouldn't be surprised, my sources are telling me, if it feels a little bit like Gwyneth and Chris Martin. They could still hang out. They're not at each other's
throats. They were spotted together less than a week ago.
They're not. I think they share the animals together.
And their children?
They don't have children.
Chris Martin and Gwyneth.
Oh, no, I was talking now about Miley. I think Miley and Hemsworth, I think they'll still be friends. And I wouldn't be surprised if in a couple of months we see them like going
back
to get dinner together.
No,
I don't think they're going to get back together. But I think they could have dinner. They're not going to be enemies. And I think they're so chilled, the two of them. Didn't work. I think also, too, the divorce will be quick and easy. I don't think it's going to be dragged out. They're not going to ask for alimony
right.
or like they're both pretty wealthy individuals. I'm told that it's okay. It's not as... I mean, it's always sad when relationships end, but I'm told this is not World War III.
You know what I was reading, and I was thinking about you, that Andy Cohen has thought of something else to do with his housewives. Start a, just like San Diego has Comic-Con, BravoCon.
Yes, that's
true.
Which
only means you'll have your hands on contracts of how much housewives are getting paid
right,
to show up.
It's very interesting because this is not actually an Andy Cohen event. This
right.
is a Bravo event. So Andy's been pushed out as Bravo as an executive. He still has a lot of power over there as their talk show late night host and also a producer of, I think, Top Chef and The Housewives.
I didn't know he was a part of Top Chef.
Yeah, Top Chef is his
Interesting.
Too. And that's the one that gets nominated for the Emmys. So Andy always
so
says I'm an Emmy
nominated.
So he
classy and trashy
He gets both of them.
See what he does there?
but he's been paid too. He's going to get a fee to turn up and do this. This is not part of his deal. So they're going to pay him
I
to
don't
turn
care
up?
About him. Because I know you know how to stir the pot very well
I'll
when it comes to
I'll find
the
difference
the
in their salaries. What I hear, though, is the one that's getting the most is Luann because she's going to perform her cabaret. So for part of the ticket, you get to see Watch What Happens Live. They're going to tape it live at the Hammerstein Ballroom.
Right.
So in front of 2,000 people, Watch What Happens. They'll move the set onto the stage.
Smart.
Then after that, if you pay an extra $100 or whatever the ticket price is, it's tiered, then you get to see Luann's cabaret. So you get to see Luann for an hour sing her songs.
Now, I mean, we don't know who is attending and who is not attending officially, but who would you think, personally, knowing all the housewives, Rob, would get paid the least and still show up?
I think a lot of the, there's a new Housewives of Potomac?
Potomac,
I don't even know their name. So they will turn up for pretty much nothing.
And what's nothing, like?
$5,000 or $6,000,
yeah.
$5,000 appearance fee. I think, but I know when they all turned up for Pride, they were not paid. So recently Andy Cohen was on a float at Gay Pride.
Well, you can't get paid to show up to support what
you,
pretty much
you
is
can't,
your base.
But they are pretty, pretty vulgar. Like, they do ask for money for these appearances. None of those ladies were paid, which explains why a lot of them were not there. So if you look at that float at Pride, Melissa Gorga, Teresa, I think Nene, Sonia Morgan, those are the ladies that will do it for free. Also, to remember, the ladies that are on The Real Housewives of New York, they live here. So to get your bottom to 34th Street is a lot easier if you live in the West Village
even
or on
though
the
it's annoying.
Than it does to Atlanta.
Right.
So the women in New York, and they like the women in New York, so they don't have to pay hotels, they don't have to pay flights. It's just really an appearance fee.
The way
so
to
it'll
go.
Be a lot of New Yorks. Bethany will be the curious one because Bethany does not like to portray herself as a housewife. I've had dinner with Bethany where she actually said her strategy is to portray herself not as a housewife but as a businesswoman. She doesn't really like talking about the show, even though it's her foundation of all her success. She's been really clever to separate herself from that world.
Right.
Recently, Andy Cohen had a baby shower in LA. Lisa Rinna, right, who I love, did it. Bethany didn't go. So she does keep a distance from it. So will Bethany go? The only way Bethany will go is if she can sell Skinny Girl in the lobby. It's got to be about her.
Yeah, of course, as always. Did you see the tweet that one washed-up rocker, Kid Rock, put out about Taylor Swift?
I did do this, and what I fear about this, so he tweeted at Taylor Swift. It was political and
pretty
ugly.
Much that she would hobnob just to get roles in Hollywood.
Yeah, it's a weird thing for him to say. What disturbs me about it is the amount of tension we've given him. So I've pretty much sort of
here's the thing that a lot of people don't realize. Like, you think, like, just think of persona and what he looks like. When I say Kid Rock, what do you think? Do you think?
I think the greasy hair. I think the sunglasses. I think the hat.
Now here's the thing. He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth.
Was he?
Comes from a very wealthy, rich family in Michigan.
Wow.
And has pretty much just rode the coattails of the quote-unquote, redneck lifestyle.
I see, to make him a lot of more money.
Claiming that he's a dirty redneck.
Right. I had drinks with him in London at the Dorchester, a really fancy hotel. It's me, him, and Paris Hilton.
You know why? Because his family has money.
He was not a redneck.
That's what I'm saying, though. So people think, like, oh, he's one of us.
I think what he's done that's very clever is the country's so divided and people are so angry and you fall on different sides of that. He's figured out a way to be part of that.
Oh, yeah.
And I think shooting at Taylor Swift might be a smart strategy in the short term to get attention. And we're talking about Kid Rock, who we'd not spoke about in a while.
I think the best thing for her to do
is just ignore him. Also, too, when you're at the top of the heap, when you're the biggest star in whatever category,
everyone shoots at you.
And I think she's probably, I don't want to say get used to it, because I don't know if you ever do, but Taylor's not stupid. She knows what's going on here. She's doing fine.
Oh, I know she's doing fine. It's like one of those things, like, why are you stirring the pot for no reason?
I think this is for just attention, and now he's rallied a base of people that are very angry at the moment with the country.
Right.
And I think he's got these people like, yes, these liberal, like,
But you know what? They're all secretly going to go see Cats behind everybody's back, because you know what? They're fans, and they don't want to tell anybody that they're fans, and they love singing it.
I love that.
Cats, Now and Forever.
I love cats. I love it.
But we're dog people.
We're going to see the cats.
What else is going on?
Do you know Taylor Swift auditioned for Les Mis and didn't get it?
I didn't know that.
I know. So she auditioned to be in Les Mis and they said no. Isn't that wild?
I could see that. But
they thought she would distract from the movie because it's Taylor Swift up there.
But it's very interesting you say that, because that's the in the Vanity article that she was just in, I think.
The cover of Vogue.
The Vogue, where she said that's why she didn't announce who she was voting for, because she didn't want to get lumped into Hillary's past. And just,
it was such a smart story, and this is not a political podcast, and we're not going to go on either side here. But what I do find interesting is to be that self-aware as a celebrity. Most of them are not. Most people I know who are really famous are pretty grandiose, and they think very highly of themselves. For her to be that self-aware to say, if I tell you who I vote for, it won't only be a plus, it could be a negative.
Right.
And it might hurt the candidate, in which case I should shut up. I think in life I've learned that lesson, because I talk up. I like speak my mind, and I'm like, you know what, I probably hurt that person. Shut up.
But you know what's interesting, though? Outside of let's look at her fan base. Her fan base is, you know, pretty much young women.
Right, but universal now. Like, she's bigger than just any region.
Of course.
She's got the coast, she's got the middle, she's got rich, she's got poor.
She's got the world.
She's got the world.
She has the world.
She's got the world.
I think by her not speaking up as vocal or being, I think it left some of her fans going more questioning, like, who would you vote? Now, given she probably voted, but as speaking up for a certain candidate, I don't think those Kid Rocks of the world, she would have changed their minds. But those younger women.
What I was told about her, which I thought was fascinating, is that when she was silent, she got pulled, and this isn't into Trump or conservatives, there's a very ugly, far right, almost neo-Nazi presence.
Right.
And she became the poster child for racists and white supremacists, because she's blonde hair, blue eyes.
Right.
And so she
started
seeing...
But even though she has nothing to do with them.
In fact, she's the opposite.
She was just pulled through the dirt for no reason.
Her face started to pop up on these really ugly websites as a pro pro person for that message.
Even
that
though she's not.
Horrified
right.
her.
I'm sure.
And then she had to
imagine
say
waking
something.
Up, Rob Shooter, you and I.
And I'm the face of like the Nazi, right. like Charlottesville. I'm carrying a torch in the streets. Like,
right.
It's horrific. She's a fascinating person that I everyone I speak to that knows her says that Taylor is smart and targeted and aware. She knows.
She knows what's
she
up.
She knows who she is. You don't
she's
get
not
to
like
be,
some of the celebrities like, what?
Yeah, don't get, what? Like, she's not Jessica
Me?
Simpson. Be like, who? What?
Tuna in a can?
She'd be like, she probably wouldn't. Taylor Swift is she's the future. And yeah. I sort of think, too, I love that we have an example, particularly of a young girl, a young woman, who's taking charge. She's the boss. Her manager's not calling the shots.
She is.
She's the boss.
You work for Taylor.
And I think that's so.
We probably work for Taylor and we have
no
idea.
I think it's so exciting that, like, she's the future. Like, that's what it's going to be.
I just wish Taylor Swift would know the answer to Area 51. She probably does.
She probably does.
She probably
she
does,
should
Rob
buy
Shooter.
It. She should buy it.
All right, where can we catch Rob Shooter
get
next?
Get me my silly podcast, Straight Shooter, on iTunes.
It's not just silly. It's very
and
successful.
Thank you very much, darling. And then also naughtygossip.com, my website. We have a whole team of people there, so go and check it out. Like, these websites, I know there's a million websites out there. We all have our favorites. We try to be a little cheeky, and hopefully we make you laugh. We love celebrity gossip, but we also do love a good cat falling off a sofa.
And bouncing back up.
Today we have an amazing story about a gentleman whose penis is actually turning to stone. It's a medical condition. Talk
oh,
about
yeah.
a hard-on. But he has a
and
lot
I
of trouble.
Will give you that exclusive interview at naughtygossip.com, Rob Shooter.
Thank you very much. Good right, to see you. It's been too long.
We're back, and don't think we broke up if you don't hear us in the next coming weeks. We love you. We appreciate you listening, and have a great day, and thank you for listening to us on iHeartRadio.